And now back to Timothy White with his guest, Pete Townsend.
Pete, we're talking about your solo projects, and there are so many other projects that you've undertaken, some of which were undefined in terms of there being something that The Who would proceed with or something that you'd play on your own. The 1972 Who Came First album, your first solo project, had a lot of music that was originally intended for Lifehouse, and I know that that was conceived in a kind of a Tommy sense. Basically, the storyline was of a deeply troubled future world in which rock and roll was forbidden. Now, where did that project go wrong?
Lifehouse was never a musical. What the music was for a performance. Where Lifehouse went wrong was that it was a theatrical work. We were supposed to be doing it in workshop with the Young Vic, which was an experimental theatre attached to the Old Vic in London. What we did is we took over the theatre. I wrote, you know, a number of songs and a rough story. And the idea was to perform the songs over a period of weeks. And we were going to have an open door policy for 2 weeks. The band were going to do this long, long, long concert with the doors open all the time. And in fact, we did a 3-day concert there and we kept the doors open for 3 days. And the only people that came were a load of little runts. We just heckled all the way through the show and asked us to play whatever was at the top of the charts at the time. But the Lifehouse story is actually very, very, very simple. It's about the misuse of entertainment power and that the only art that tells the truth is music. There's some good songs came out of that album, that idea. Behind Blue Eyes is not a song about me. It was written to try to show how lonely it is for the powerful. Sometimes I write very effectively when I write about things that other people feel. I mean, you know, I've got blue eyes and so has Roger Daltrey, but I've never felt that love was vengeance. And is it remarkable how many people just identify with that song from a personal point of view? How everybody feels that they're driven to deceit in order to feel love. So their love will always be like vengeance. It will always be painful for the recipient. Quite interesting.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad.